Hey, what's going on, everybody? Sunny D here. You are now listening to the YFYI podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Hope everybody's having a great start to their July. Hope things are moving right along for you. Feels like it's been a minute since I talked to you guys. We've been pretty busy around YFYI world, pretty busy around the Salon 1.0. Lots to talk about. Definitely good to catch up with everybody. Hope your July is really rocking and rolling. Happy 4th. We just had the 4th of July celebration. Independence Day, hopefully that went well for you. Got some time with the family. Got some time, maybe went and saw some fireworks and all of those amazing things that we like to do around this time of the year. So thanks for tuning in. This is the YFYI podcast, where we talk about your first year in the beauty industry, how to not just survive but thrive. This is a perfect companion that goes along with YFYI the book, which is my first attempt at being an actual author. And it's been pretty exciting. So if you guys are just tuning in, if this is your first time, welcome. If this is a welcome back for you, always glad to have you here on the YFYI podcast. We're cruising along. We're really building our listeners, building our base, and really we've got a movement going on. So when you guys are seeing the hashtag YFYI pop up, you're definitely going to be able to get inspired, get motivated, get some education when you come to the YFYI podcast each and every week. We were a little behind, a little off schedule because we were on the road. Just got back from a real amazing trip through the Carolinas. Had a great time at some of our Paul Mitchell schools, Greenville, Columbia, Fayetteville, Charlotte. We were all over the place. And in those schools, we got to meet a lot of amazing staff, the learning leaders, the future professionals. We were, really just welcome with open arms. Hopefully left behind some nuggets, hopefully inspired a lot of people. Definitely met a lot of great people during the book signing and got to talk one-on-one with a lot of great people. And you guys know, you guys need to know if you don't, that, you know, the industry, the beauty industry, which I really believe is the best industry you could possibly be in, because we touch people physically when we're working on people, but really at a different level beyond, you know, just the cosmetic. It's really a lot deeper than that. And to be able to talk to future hairdressers and also some hairdressers that have already been out there in the field, it's just been a true delight. So thank you guys for the amazing warm welcome we got at every single school. And we are doing a nationwide competition that's continuing to roll. We're up to right around like 20 schools on our tour, many more schools to go, many more states to go. So be on the lookout for upcoming tour dates as we come to a city near you. And we also just launched our Your First Year In Instagram. So we're starting to put pictures up from our tours, videos from our tours, inspiration will be going up on there. So make sure you hop over to your Instagram and follow at Your First Year In, at Your First Year In. And check us out on there. Leave some comments. Leave some feedback. Leave a testimonial. I'm seeing all these amazing pictures come through on Instagram. Everyone's taking pictures with their copy of YFY the book. So that's awesome. You can leave some pictures and tag us, you know, at Your First Year and on Instagram. We'd love to hear some feedback and know how else, you know, you've implemented some of the things that we shared and how else we can assist you and help you as you're charting through the beginning stages of your career. And the podcast is awesome because the podcast gives me the ability to touch on and dive into some other topics and also talk about things that are happening real time in my own business. You know, as I work and build a salon company, I've got an amazing team and we're growing. You know, we're bringing on lots of new people and we're constantly trying to innovate and look for better ways to do what we do. So I get to share insights from my own business and things that I'm seeing. Get to share, you know, answers to questions. I get a lot of questions when I'm out on the road or, you know, that come through from Twitter, that come through from Facebook, that come through from Snapchat. So I get to answer questions on the podcast and really just have a little chat with you. That's what this is all about. So if you're already a subscriber, if you just stumbled along and you're not a subscriber yet, make sure you subscribe either in iTunes. You can also go on our website and just go to YFYI Podcast, where you can listen to all of our past episodes. So we're cruising along. We're up to 22, I believe it is, 22 episodes now since we kicked this off, which is pretty exciting. Actually, this is episode 24. Can't believe it. 24 episodes. And we've got, you know, just over, we're creeping up on 500 subscribers, which is pretty amazing. And this is, you know, a passion project, just something that I wanted to do. Because immediately, I mean, even before the ink fully dried in the book, I was already thinking about things that I want to add to it. And how am I going to do that? Am I going to write a new copy every month? And then I thought, well, I'm going to do a podcast. You know, people are out there, they're running, they're working out, they're driving. This gives me ability to touch on and expand. So thanks for being a subscriber if you are, and sharing the podcast with your friends and anybody else that you know. And thanks if you already purchased your book and you have it. Thank you for investing in us, investing in yourself, and, you know, being a part of the YFYI movement. So as we're rolling through here, you know, the last episode I was talking about halftime. Because we're at that midway, we just passed that midway point of the year. We're now in July. This is the second half. You know, so I gave a little bit of a halftime talk last time. And as you're looking at getting this second half and getting the most out of this second half, what I wanted to chat with you guys today about is training as it looks, in my vision of what training as it looks as a full circle and full development. Because I don't know anyone that wants to half develop. I mean, I don't know anyone that wants to, you know, I just want to develop a third of what I'm capable of developing. Or I just want to develop a half. I think everyone out there, including me, is looking for a full development. And so when you think about, you know, what full development means, maybe I can give you some ideas today about what full development could embody. Because when you're listening to something like a podcast, you're reading a book, you're, you know, studying a program, you're watching a video, you're working on developing. You're working on self-development. You're working on personal development in one sense. And if, say, it's a business book or you're reading or listening to a seminar, you're working maybe on, you know, developing yourself in a mental capacity. You know, so that's one way you develop yourself mentally. But there's also other ways that we got to start paying attention to if we want to get full development. And a couple of those other ways that we're talking about is going to be mind is one, body is going to be two, and then spirit is going to be three. So when I look at mental and mind development, what I'm really thinking about is, what am I putting between my ears into my head on a regular basis? Whether it be a podcast like this, whether you're listening to a motivational, you know, seminar on a YouTube channel, you're listening to, there's a great app out there called TED Talks. And the thing I love about the TED Talks app is that you can actually look for a different category, whether it be a business, whether it be, you know, spiritual, whether it be financial, you can actually look at how much time you have to listen. So say you had, you know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and then you set that and it'll actually go through and find you something that you can listen to that'll fill that time that you have, and it'll be in the topic that you want. And they also have a little button on there called Surprise Me. So if you go to Surprise Me, it'll just give you, you know, a certain number of minutes and a certain number of, you know, a certain category that is curated from the TED playlist. So that's a great way to feed your mind, is through listening to talks, watching videos, listening, you know, watching a video, listening to podcasts, just like you're doing right now. So that's one way, though. That's one way. Because now if you tap into that, say, we'll say that's a third of your development. I don't want you to stop there. What's really going to take you to the next level in the second half of this year is when you look at getting fully developed. So what's another way? What's another way we're talking about here? So we got mental. We also have physical. Now, what physical looks like for everybody, it's a little bit different. You know, for me personally, I like, you know, running. I like doing calisthenics, push-ups, jumping jacks, sit-ups, you know, on a regular basis, on a daily basis, and to push myself physically. And a lot of that's about, you know, maintaining a certain level of health, a certain standard of living, a certain standard of physical fitness. So that's something that I focus on and work on a regular basis. Now, for you, what does that look like? Is that maybe yoga? Is that, you know, just jogging? Is that, you know, a treadmill? Is that you're doing a dance class or a Zumba class or Pilates? Is that, you know, going to cycling? What are you doing to develop yourself physically on a regular basis? And the thing about it is regular. Like, it's not something that you're going to do, well, you know, I used to do that, or I got into this thing. You don't want it to be a fad. So when we're talking about development, you don't want anything to be a fad. You don't want it to be like, oh, you tried it out for a couple of weeks. Because anybody can try anything for a couple of weeks. But you know what? You can try things for a lot longer than that. And if you make a commitment, you know, to 60 days straight, it'll become part of your lifestyle. It'll become a routine to you, to the point where it's almost ingrained, where you feel like something's missing when you're not doing it. So physically, I want you to think about, what am I doing to physically develop myself? So you've got mental development. What are you feeding your mind? What are you watching? What are you listening to? Who are you listening to? You've got physical development. What are you doing to physically develop yourself? You know, to accelerate your heart rate, to break a sweat, you know, to tone your body, to work on that aspect of your physicality. The other thing is, when you think about your mind, what you're putting in your mind, also what you're putting in your body, right? We got to think about that. You know, everybody has, like, what do you love? Like, I love strawberry cheesecake. Oh, I can eat an entire strawberry cheesecake. I'll just tell you that right now. You know, I love oatmeal raisin cookies. I'll tell you that right now. But if I lived on just a diet of oatmeal raisin cookies and strawberry cheesecake, it would make me sick. And I'd probably, you know, suffer all of the side effects from that. So my physicality not only gets drained, but guess what else would get drained? My mentality. So every part, it all works in sync. There's no part that, well, I'm just going to get my mind so strong, I don't need to worry about my body. I can neglect my physicality. I can neglect my physical training. Or I'm just going to work on myself physically and I'm going to neglect my mentality. It's not separate. It's not compartmentalized. You know, when we're talking about full development, we're talking about body, mind, and spirit. So if you neglect one or treat one with less than, you know, the sense of urgency and give it less of the attention that it needs, it will, I promise you, it will affect the other two. And as you move into the last, I was talking about the last one, now we're talking about spirituality. Now, spirituality, it's going to be different for everybody. What some people do is go to church, some people pray, some people, you know, meditate. Some people just take quiet time. Some people, you know, may listen to a meditative soundtrack or music to do that. Some people, you know, whatever that spirituality is, you don't want to neglect that. You don't want to neglect that. You know, when you think about peace of mind, when you turn off like all of the noise, no conversations, put your phone on do not disturb or airplane mode or whatever it is, and just find that center, find that place of you and solitude, find that place, it's a beautiful thing. And you start to, when you get to that place, whatever that place is for you, and you're able to clear your mind, you're able to, you feel almost like you did a workout or you're refreshed in a way. So it actually trickles right on to your physical feeling and how you physically are as a being, and it also will trickle right on to your mentality. All of these things, they're all intertwined, and all of them together is what development is, full development. So I want you to be thinking about these three areas. As we go into the second half, we're going to be closing down 2016 fast. We're going to be closing it down hard. We're not going to neglect any area, our physical, our mental, or our spiritual. Let's make this second half, as we go into the second half of the year, really about development. You know, now a lot of people, when you think about it, you know, they're working on that one area or another. And it's, you know, some people are like, well, you know, you need to find balance. And it's not totally about, I think, balance. I'm not really thinking balance. I'm thinking about development. Because what is balance? I mean, what is balance? You want, you know, your checking account and your bank, you know, bank account or checkbook or whatever to be balanced, right? What goes in comes out. It equals balance. What does balance really mean? You don't have a surplus. You don't have, you know, a negative cash flow. But what do you have? Where is that? I don't really think it's so much balance. I think what it's about when it comes to the person, when it comes to the being, isn't finding balance. It's finding full development. Because if you look around and I study and I look at mentors and I look at different people, what I'm noticing, you know, the ones that are really achieving like that next level, they're on we're on great, and they're just on like the greater level. Like they're on greatness. The people that are on that level, you know, and they're finding that. They're finding that full development. They're not looking for balance. They're not looking for, you know, checks and balances. What they're doing is they're fully developing, and they're present in each of those areas. And I think that's going to play a big role on how you get to fully develop yourself. So think about that. It's food for thought, something to maybe meditate on and think about. What area are you focused on the most? What area do you need to give some attention to? And what changes may you need to make to work on getting fully developed? Because I really believe that when you start working on full development, you get the most out of every activity, every venture, whether it's your business, your relationship, everything that you're doing, you actually get more out of when you start focusing on being fully developed, paying attention to your mind, what's going in, paying attention to your body, what's going in, paying attention to your spirituality, what's going into it. That's what development is, I think. That is what I think it is. So I hope this helps you guys out.
Hope it gives you some ideas and food for thought
as you go in and get ready to dominate the second half of 2016. It's coming, folks. You know, it's coming. And you knew, right? In January, you're like, oh, man, it's the new year. Now it's like not so new. So let's keep moving forward. Let's keep crushing it. And let's work on getting fully developed. And until next time, I just want to thank you guys for hanging with me for a few, for listening to the YFY podcast. Make sure you're sharing this. Make sure you're leaving a comment, you know, using a hashtag when you're asking questions. And I've got a lot. I've been going through all of those and kind of, you know, they're all curated and I'm picking out some cool ones and I've got a list going. So I'll be adding answers, and it actually helps me as I'm looking at different topics and things to speak about. So I'll be adding some of those in. So keep the questions coming. And you can send them really to me anywhere on any of the social medias. Pretty easy to find on Instagram. Just look for SunnyD 1.0. That's me. On Facebook, just look for SunnyD. It's SONNY. If you're on Twitter, it's SunnyDTS, like the salon. If you're on Snapchat, it's just SunnyDEE 1_0. So however you want to send in questions, hit me up. I'll be answering them. Any topics, things you want me to expand on, things that you're thinking about as you're navigating through your first year in, or beyond. You know, a lot of people that hit me up are deep into their career, and they got the book, and they're like, yeah, I wish this was around when I was in school. I'm like, yeah, me too. So when we do get that time machine finally built, you know who I'm going to see first. I'm going back to the future, and I'm going to go visit myself in beauty school and give myself a copy of YFY, because I think I might even be twice as far along in my journey than I am. So keep it coming. Whether you're new, whether you're old, this is the industry. This is about development. This is your year. This is the second half. Leave nothing on the table. Go for it. Go for greatness. And I'll be talking to you guys real soon. Thanks for listening to the YFY podcast. And have a great rest of your week. Sunny D. Until next time, I'm out.